For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Colombia's opium yield, which provides the bulk of U.S. supply, is equivalent to about 9 tons of heroin per year. In 2004, U.S. occupied Afghanistan's opium yield translated to 65 times more heroin than Colombia's distant second-place harvest. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Afghanistan has now surpassed Mexico as the number two heroin provider to U.S. markets. Furthermore, according to the DEA, the prevalence of Afghan heroin in America is going up. Illinois Congressman Mark Kirk told the Chicago Times last week that the Afghan crop is so huge that it is affecting markets everywhere. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reports that Afghan farmers are complaining that the police, under the cover of eradication, are actually stealing their opium crops. Afghanistan's former planning minister, Dr. Ramazan Bashar Dost, who resigned his position objecting to rampant government corruption, thinks the anti-drug efforts are nothing but a public relations maneuver. He insists that it would be impossible for such a large amount of drug traffic to exist without massive participation by government authorities. The Afghan newspaper Anis reported on June 11th that only 1% of income gained by the national drug trade goes to the Afghan farmers, the lion's share of the remaining profit going out of country to the international drug mafia. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Is it proper that people with packets of plant products in their pockets be placed in prison? The jury right to say not guilty is an essential safeguard against injustice, which dates back to English common law and the founding of the United States. Jurors in early 19th century America routinely refused to enforce the Alien and Sedition Act, and they rejected the Fugitive Slave Act. Jurors in early 20th century America refused to enforce alcohol prohibition. The injustices of the war on drugs have become obvious to many Americans. In cases where the law, prosecutorial excesses, and the likely sentence seem manifestly unfair, jury nullification ensures the citizen juror a more equal status with those who write the laws. Please visit the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org. Please keep such decisions private. Nullification is your right, your responsibility, perfectly legal and just. Is America still populated with free thinkers? We'll soon find out. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.